We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We were up to the introduction. The Chafetz Chaim had discussed how the prime cause of the destruction of the temple was the baseless hatred, which represented itself through the slander, through the Lashon Hara, that people were saying upon one another. And from the day the temple was destroyed, there has been an iron wall between Israel and their father in heaven. We're up to the second paragraph on page Yud Aleph. Uvemet lo alav chas v'shlom utlunatenu. And in truth, we don't have complaints against God, but ki im al atzmenu. Our claim is of ourselves. Ki mitzido lo yivatzeh chas v'shalom. Because God is not lacking, God forbid. As the verse says, כמו שכתוב, אין לו קצרה יד השם מהושע ולא חבדה אוזנו משמוע. Hashem, his hand isn't too short from saving us. His ear isn't hard of hearing from listening to us. But rather, as the prophet says, כים אבונותיכם, it is your sins that have severed your ties with Hashem. ובימי רב יהושע בן לוי, נמצא בגמרא סנהדרין בפרק חלק, the Talmud in Tractate Sanhedrin tells us it was during the time of the great Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. He is the one that outsmarted Satan, ended up with Satan's sword. That's a beautiful story we'll discuss later on in the year. It was during his days, Sheshivu lo shayomim bekoli tishmau yavo Mashiach. Right? The story goes, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi meets up with Elio. He asks him, where's the Mashiach? He gives him directions. He meets up with Mashiach. And he asks him, when are you coming? And Mashiach says, Hayom. So he comes back to Elio. And Elio asks him, what did Mashiach tell you? He tells him, oh, he lied. So he says he's coming today. So Elio says, no, what he said is Hayom. Like the Pasuk says, I'm coming today. Mikolot Yishmau. If you listen to Hashem, then you can make it happen today. It's in your hands. Rav Neventzal said a beautiful thought. Rav Neventzal is the rabbi of the Jewish quarter, the disciple of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal. So Rav Neventzal said, when we pray on Rosh Hashanah, we speak about Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot, on Musaf, in the Musaf prayer. So the Musaf prayer is divided to three major components. Malchuyot, we recount the fact that God is king over the world. Zichonot, we speak about the fact that God recounts. God takes an accounting of everything we've done during the year. And Shofarot, we speak about the future, the future blast of Mashiach that's on its way. So Rav Neventzal said there's a balance here. The thing we tend to think about on Rosh Hashanah is Zichronot. We tend to think about all our actions all year and how we're getting judged over that. We're thinking about our free will. Zichronot is the accounting that's taken of what we've done with free will. But Malchuyot and Shofarot are really the two extremities. Malchuyot is God's kingship before we came to the world that runs through the period of where we're in the world. And Shofarot is that final blast where we're all headed. So within this lifetime where we have Bchira Chofshit, our Bchira Chofshit is limited. There is a plan. Hashem says within that plan you can make modifications. You can make it happen quicker or slower. You can make things work out better, more in a quicker fashion, or you could detain the coming of the Mashiach. So that's between Malchuyot and Shofarot. In between, you have the Zichonot. The Zichonot represents our free will within this system. Hashem created the world, and Hashem decided where the world's headed. I have free will, so I want the world to spin the other way. No, it's not going to work. Let's all push, right? It's not going to work. We can't get the earth to spin the other way. Within free will, there are a lot of things that are beyond our free will. So that's the idea, he said, between Malchuyot and Shofarot, you have Zichronot. That's a representation of the free will we had during the year with its limitations. So comes Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and Mashiach tells him, yeah, Mashiach, I could come today, it's up to you. Within the plan that we're headed towards a period of Mashiach, there's our free will, how soon we'll bring him. Even though technically when we were exiled it was decreed we would spend 1,000 years in exile, that's the minimum. As our sages say, we derive it from a verse in Psalms, we say it every Shabbos, ki elef shanim beinecha ki yom etmol v'ashmura, by you, 1,000 years is like yesterday and then some, right? So 1,000 years by Hashem is like a day. So we were supposed to be in exile for a day, a minimum of 1,000 years. And then the days of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, It had only been a few centuries that we were in exile, and still Mashiach tells him, it's up to you. You can make it happen today. Im kol ze haya koach ha-tshuva mevatel ta-gzera. The power of tshuva was to annul that decree. Even the decree of 1,000 years. We could have undone it. V'chol sheken bizmanenu, more so in our time, sheze yotam shmoneh mot shana shekala yom anal. We finished paying our dues. Technically, 800 years ago, we should have come back to Israel. We're detaining it. V'ena sibaki mitzidenu, so the only reason we're not going back is we are detaining it. Shebavonotenu arbim, enanu manichim lo sheyashre shechinato b'enenu. As we sin, we prevent God's presence from being revealed in our midst. So, when we look at the destruction and that iron wall that's been erected between us and the Creator, we have to recognize that we are the ones that keep that iron wall up. It's up to us to fix it. And now he's going to say, and you want to know what's the prime issue we should focus on if we want to fix it? You want to know what's the prime reason we're still in exile? The prime sin that we have weighing us down today is our speech. The prime sin that we have to work on is lashon hara, the way we allow ourselves to say things that can be slightly hurtful or more so about our fellow man. And next time we'll pick up with an accounting where he explains why do I say that? How do I know that that's the prime sin that's standing in our way? That's where we'll pick up, Bizanchim, next time. Yes?